This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wait a minute, I was going to say WMD? We are a weapon of mass progression. It's a WMP on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's Wednesday, the 16th of January. And so, being January, I like J's. There's something about J in the alphabet, Jennifer, that I like. So, you can be Jennifer January. Sounds like a song, doesn't it? Jennifer,
a porn star name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you
right.
remember this, the song by Donovan, Jennifer Jupiter? Juniper, good day.
Juniper.
Jennifer Juniper. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. You probably had that played a lot for you when you were.
I did, when I was a young kid.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're still a young kid. So,
I wish.
Let's go.
It would feel a lot better. It would feel a lot better. All right, well, we still have a government shutdown, no end in sight. The president asked Democrats to the White House. They said, no, thank you, no more lunches. So we're at an impasse, and the days are building up. We're almost coming up on the 30-day mark. Also going on in Washington, D.C., the Senate is in session at the Judiciary Committee for their overview of the next candidate to take over for Attorney General. President Trump had nominated William Barr in the days after George H.W.'s funeral. William Barr was the Attorney General that served under President George H.W. Bush. He is an attorney now, and it was very clear with the Senate yesterday. He said, you know why you should confirm me? Because I don't need this job. I don't even know if I really want this job.
Yeah,
and so I think if you were looking, not necessarily in central casting for looks necessarily, no harsh words for William Barr, of course, for his looks, but I think if you look at central casting.
How does he look? I don't even know.
Well, he looks fine, like a normal old guy, but if you looked for someone who gave all the right answers, William Barr did that yesterday, at least in my opinion. And I think Democrats are even having a hard time trying to figure out what to talk to him about. He said that he has no intention of ending the Mueller probe. He wants him to finish his job. He's also considering the fact of publishing the report once Mueller is done with it. He also said that he doesn't feel like it's a witch hunt. Now, he did actually stick with President Trump, or at least President Trump's opinions, I think, when he said that this thing has gone on for a very long time. It seems like it's becoming a little bloated.
But in any case,
he said he has no plans to stop it, and he doesn't think he's friends with Bob Mueller, he said, and he doesn't think that he would go on what we would call a witch hunt, that he would only do work if there was work to be done. So he answered question after question after question after we see in these committee hearings. And I think Republicans and Democrats will be hard-pressed to find an answer that they can really take issue with. Of course, some of them have, but some of them are also planning a presidential run. So it helps give them TV time.
Wow.
Yeah.
But amazing how that works.
But yeah, William Barr continues his confirmation hearings today. And I think for anybody saying that Trump wants to fire Mueller or that Trump wants to end this investigation, of course he wants the investigation to end. But is he willing to do it himself? I think if you look at who he nominated in William Barr, the answer is no. William Barr seems to be very serious. He's serious about the law. He says his allegiance is to the country. And he will always do the right thing, no matter who pressures him, whether that's news media, whether that's the president, whether that's people in Congress. So he seems to be a pretty independent thinker. I was impressed with him. And there we go. We continue on for the next hearing today.
And so
do we know real quick what his track record was when he was attorney general under George H.W.?
What type of track record?
Well, I mean, like, just in sort of the court of public opinion, was he considered to be a good attorney general? I've never heard of him before, so I don't know anything about him, but was he, back then, was he successful at it? Like, did people like him as attorney general?
Well, I mean, think about this. How many attorney generals can you name off the top of your head?
Not many.
Not many.
Ashcroft.
And how many of them would you go through and you would know their record? I think you only know about them if there's a problem. We know
right.
about Eric Holder, certainly, under
Janet
Obama,
Reno.
Because there was a big problem. Janet Reno, yes. I think, I don't know if necessarily there was a problem with her, but she definitely
yeah, there was.
Visible.
Waco was miserable.
Right.
Waco was
yes.
awful. Waco.
Little, yep.
And with John Ashcroft, he was, I don't want to say idiotic, but pretty close to it when it came to the post-September 11th circumstances when he sent 30 FBI agents out to Washington State to investigate marijuana use
right.
in the middle of the... he was a lightweight.
Oh, boy.
He was a real lightweight. Just a complete lightweight. Never... So, okay, who else do we remember? There are a couple of examples.
So typically the only ones we know, or at least the average person will know, are the ones that that were embattled, that either
yeah.
did something wrong or were questioned.
Well, isn't that
right.
true of most anything? Isn't it
not
true?
Anymore. I think now we all know the players, at least. Well, maybe it's just because I'm paying more attention. But
we
I
may
feel
know
like
them,
this...
but we pay more attention to the people who make mistakes. That just seems
yeah.
to be human nature.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it really? Right
yeah, if someone's doing their job and they're doing it
yeah.
well, they don't really get a lot of praise for it. So, yeah.
Right.
It's
or
the
attention.
Scandal and the, yeah. That's
yeah.
true.
That's it. That's pretty much the way
well,
we think.
Well, I hope
that's
this, maybe this is, maybe this is someone that most of the right and most of the left can agree on, which would be mm-hmm. really nice.
It would
right.
be nice to keep it moving.
It would be nice. It'll also show, and this is going to be tough, and this is a political statement, yes, but it's also kind of just the truth that I feel. It's also going to be hard for Democrats to oppose him. And if they do, they're going to show themselves to be just no matter what
well,
Trump
are.
Puts up there. Right. What no matter
right.
what Trump puts up there,
political.
They're going to vote against it. Because he answered every... honestly, if you sat there and watched it, and I watched it... Well, I didn't watch it because I was... in hell yesterday, but he listened to her a few hours.
Listen to
her. Yeah. Then you realize that, every answer is the answer that any independent-minded person would want to hear. So it'll be interesting to see what
Good.
Happens.
Good.
Yep.
I hope he gets
In a moment, the review of Theresa May's Brexit plan, what happened in the United Kingdom yesterday. The reason I bring it up now is because she... And so many other, look around the world. Let's think about the question that Jennifer just asked, or we were all asking ourselves, among ourselves, and you may be asking yourself the same thing, too. Where is there a name that can be remembered for something that's positive, whether it's in the Americas, whether it's in Europe, whether it's wherever it is? Who remembers? When's the last time you remember, or who's the last name you can remember, other than Gorbachev, that was a good leader, positive leader in Russia, for example? Who's the last leader in France that you can remember who was positive? Maybe you can remember a few from England, but, you know, the whole world seems to be feeling the same in Iran. People there hate the Ayatollah.
Yeah.
And so it's
well,
just,
and things are
in,
so
the, in Africa, South America, where I was in Peru, the last month, December, they've had five presidents in the past 4 years. They're all so corrupt that they keep throwing them in jail. And that's the case in men. That was the case in Colombia for a long time. They still kind of have a messy, it's just messy everywhere. Mess. And people leave where they are to go to where they think it might be better. Can you imagine someone leaving the corruption in Peru and wanting to come to America because of a better place and then realizing what the political realities are here? See, I don't get. Well, people just talk about economic realities. They don't talk about political realities. But oftentimes, political realities relate to the economic realities. Anyway, food for thought. We'll talk about Theresa May and what happened thereafter. I get you healthy the right way by using Calitrin. Calotren. If you are set to lose extra pounds because of the holiday season, certainly you're not alone. Look at all the ads all over the place for weight loss programs. Losing weight is one of the most popular resolutions people make, and then they fail. Two-thirds of people who say, I'm overweight, I'm going to lose the weight, stop. As a matter of fact, by this time, we're in the middle of January, people have given up already. So how about you get the most out of your efforts to lose the weight that you put on, or maybe just weight that you've been putting on you've been putting off losing the weight that you've been putting on. So how do you lose weight the scientific way? You use Calitrin. Calitrin works so easily. Take four capsules or one teaspoon of the liquid right before bedtime on an empty stomach. And then you go to bed, you wrap yourself around your MyPillow and get the rest you need so your body can be repaired and rebuilt. And then you wake up feeling really rested. And in a few weeks, you're going to notice some great results. It's all because Calitrin's main ingredient is collagen, which your body needs badly, but yet you stop producing it. Mother Nature sort of pulls the rug out from under you when you're about 30, 31, 32 years old. So you need to supplement with collagen, and that's what Calitrin does. Plus, other benefits are joint support. I mean, it's the smartest thing to do if you want to lose weight and be successful by keeping it off. That's the bottom line. Go to toploss.com. Special deals using the DJV code. 10% off, free bottles. Be sure to check the box, though, for DJV when you order Calitrin at toploss.com. That's toploss.com for success in losing weight. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So I don't want to give short shrift to Theresa May's Brexit plan, except the answer or the end of it was pretty short. Lost by a really big margin. 432 voted against it, only 202 are for it. So as I understand it, ladies, now there is some sort of a vote of no confidence. Or
there's a
yes,
debate
there is
today. Yeah, to talk about another vote of no confidence. Yeah. And then if that happens, then a general election will be triggered. But the big complication is that's going to take longer. That won't happen before the March 29th deadline for them to exit. So that makes a huge problem.
Why is there... Well, who set the deadline of March 29th? Why is there a deadline?
That's what they agreed on back in 2017.
They being the European
Theresa
Union.
Theresa May and the European Union. Yeah.
Back in 2017, they had all the time in the world.
Right. Well, you knew they were going to kick this can down the road. Like every other... See, this is what I'm talking about. Every political reality that you can find, no matter where you are in the world, pretty much, keeps getting kicked down the road. Is there a country you can think of that has problems, and that's most every country, that is really dealing straightforwardly with their problems? Or is it just we keep kicking it around and BSing our way through? That seems to be the human condition now. And the labor leader over there sounds like Nancy Pelosi over here. The defeat was catastrophic. Our friends in England are still scratching their head wondering, okay, what are we going to do? The political reality is the average person doesn't now want to get out of the European Union in England. So that's where it is at the moment. Be happy you're not there. Be happy you're here. 21 after the hour, DJV time.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We got way too much in common. If I'm being honest with you, we got way too much in common. Since I'm being honest with you, who wants to love somebody like me? You want to love somebody.
Music time is 24 at the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and Victoria Cara and Doug listening to the music now with you of Alicia Keys. I forgot to mention her in connection to the Aretha concert last Sunday night that I attended in Los Angeles. She was mediocre. I know I said that the performers who were there, I thought Jennifer Hudson was very good, and I thought Kelly Clarkson was very good. I thought Celine Dion was good. I thought Alicia Keys was okay, and the rest of them
sing?
Stuck.
Remember?
Alicia Keys. Let's see if I can remember what it was. It wasn't a big, it was not a very familiar song. It wasn't a
Yeah,
a
I'm
big
just curious, because she doesn't really have an Aretha voice. I'm wondering, did they try to do their own versions? Because I can't imagine her trying to sound like Aretha. And
no,
I wonder,
she didn't try. She, well, the people here, the key to this, Kara, is that the people that you knew and liked, or knew anyway, and appreciated, or who had some track record, did their own thing. And that was acceptable. The kids who were there that did, like, there were sisters, a couple of, there was a sister act there.
Chloe and Hallie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And they just screamed, trying to sound like Aretha. And they sounded awful. And they didn't do themselves any favors, frankly. And that was the case with a bunch of the rest of them, who were all young kids, who may have had some Grammy attention, but they're not seasoned enough. Alicia Keys has a track record, and she has experience, and she's been very successful. Heck, she's going to be the host of the 61st Grammys. She's a 15-time Grammy winner. Posted a video of the moment she found out she had been picked to host the show, which is the 10th of next month. The clip was, quote, "I'm so excited to announce that I'll be hosting the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. So much in store, I can't wait for you all to see all of it come to life. I'm so excited to be the master of ceremonies on the biggest night in music. Celebrate the creativity, the power, the magic. I'm especially excited for all the incredible women who've been nominated this year." So what do we make of this? The guy that is the president of the Academy says she's a dynamic artist with a rare combination of groundbreaking talent and passion for her craft. I don't know if that's, I hope that's not rare. Anyway, so they're happy. Kendrick Lamar leads the nominees with 8. Drake follows with 7. Brandi Carlile, who was on the stage. Now, that's another name from the other night, the Aretha concert. Brandi Carlile was there. She was actually, now that I think about it, she was okay. She's got 6 nominations, too, by the way. Most nominated woman for this year's Grammys. Cardi B, Childish Gambino, Lady Gaga, Maren Morris, followed with 5 nominations each. I think I understood from somebody there that they invited Gaga to come sing, but she couldn't because she had something else that she was committed to. Now, that would have been a moment that would have probably worked well.
Well, we'll probably see her perform at the Grammys, at least.
Yeah. That'll be on Sunday the 10th at 8 o'clock on CBS. That's a Sunday night deal. All right, so that takes care of the Grammys and Alicia Keys. Here's Rihanna in the musical news today, not for a good reason. She's suing her father, claiming he's capitalizing on her business empire with his talent development company. Her full name is Robin Rihanna Fenty. Her father's name is Ronald Fenty, and the company's called Fenty Entertainment. She says her father, Ronald, is profiting off the reputation of her hugely successful makeup line, as well as her other trademark Fenty business ventures. So what kind of relationship can there be between these two that they have to work it out in public?
I've never known what their relationship is, really, but obviously it's not that great, and he tried to swindle a lot of people into believing that she was going to perform, and, yeah, he took a lot of money for it, so not good.
Sounds like a real crumb bum. All right, so that's the Rihanna story in a nutshell. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Apotheosis in the mirror. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Apotheosis is the perfect example or form of something. In terms of people, it's the elevation of someone to a divine status. The prefix apo means quite or completely, and theos is the Greek word for God. To reach apotheosis is the ultimate. For many major religions, there is a singular or multiple figures who are the literal apotheosis. For some faiths, the divine is within, which means we are all the apotheosis of humanity. Now, that seems like a lot of pressure, or is it? Maybe the goal isn't becoming divine, but recognizing that you already are. It would be much more difficult, for example, to get caught up in the pettiness of life if we fully accepted that divinity is within us, because we might more likely focus our energy and attention on bigger thoughts and ideas. Whatever your belief system, strive to recognize the apotheosis in the mirror.
There were smoking sections on airplanes, in restaurants, and then gradually it got to be where it wasn't anywhere. It's not part of the social norm anymore. It's not accepted. But I was at a party this summer, and there wasn't a single person smoking. Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. It was really a friend of mine that said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And I thought, okay, I'll try it. And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking is, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I just don't enjoy it anymore. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day 2 of a confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee will begin at 9:30 this morning Eastern Time for Attorney General nominee William Barr, who on day 1 yesterday testified that, unlike President Trump, he does not believe that the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is a witch hunt.
I believe it is in the best interest of everyone that this matter be resolved by allowing the special counsel to complete his work.
Thousands of federal workers will have to keep working without pay. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. denying a request yesterday to require the government to pay air traffic controllers who are working for free during the shutdown. The judge said allowing employees deemed essential to not come to work would create chaos and confusion. And this is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as a relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now. This is the highly appraised and praised. There's two different ways of looking at one's value. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Yes, we all have high self-esteem, and I hope that you do as well. It's a common issue these days. A lot of people have so many negative thoughts because of listening too much to what's in the news media. So hopefully we put a good spin on some things. Victoria, it's up to you to save the world at the moment. From low self-esteem.
That's a pretty big task. Well, you know what? Who is facing some low self-esteem is Delta Airlines. And this, they say, is a result of the government shutdown. They announced yesterday, the CEO, Ed Bastian, has told analysts that they are way off their mark, that they were supposed to be at 90 cents per share in terms of earnings, and now they're really only at 70 cents. And that's actually way below what Wall Street estimated for them. They said that one of the problems is that fares are flat, and they think the next 3 months are going to be a very bumpy ride, no pun intended. They are losing $25 million in the month of January because of fewer bookings associated with the government shutdown. People don't want to deal with the longer lines at airports. They don't want to deal with you know, the hassle that, you know, you hear a lot of. Now, this has not happened at every airport, but we're hearing really bad stories from Atlanta and some of the larger airports in little spurts where a lot of TSA agents who are being furloughed, they're not being paid right now, they're calling out sick. And so this is creating longer lines in certain airports. So a lot of people apparently are just trying to avoid the month of January. But the good news is Delta says that all the bookings for President's Day weekend, which is next month, those remain strong. So people essentially didn't really believe that the government shutdown would go much beyond January.
Okay, so here's, this is the real read on that. Let me throw some reality at that that thinking. January is the weakest month of the year for air travel every year, no matter what the airline. The prices, as an example, when I fly across the country back and forth to Los Angeles from Boston, I can pay as much as $700 for a ticket, or as little as $300, $294 at this time of year. It's twice that during the normal months. The reason that, and there normally are, American runs five in the summertime, sometimes six flights a day between Boston and Los Angeles. Right now, there are four. They're cutting back to three for the rest of the month because people are not traveling. It has nothing. The TSA, as much as I don't like them, in both the airports I experienced last week, Boston and Los Angeles, not a hitch. And in both cases, I talked to TSA agents, and they just sort of smiled, or they rolled their eyeballs, or they said, you know, that's part of what is what. What I want to know, more than anything else, in terms of flying, or in terms of this reality, Victoria, is what person is going to be so self-motivated. Maybe that's right. I don't even know if self-motivated. I don't know what the right word is for it. But so you're not getting paid. Got it. You have a job and you have a responsibility. If you sit home and do nothing, how's that going to further the cause? You're, at least if you go to work, you're going to get paid at some point in time. But if you call in sick, is the sick days going to apply to this?
Yeah.
Okay. So how is that really being a good employee? Or is it just, I'm thinking about me and that's it? Your staying home isn't going to get the government shutdown to stop sooner, and it isn't going to get you paid sooner. So
well,
in my mind, yourself, very,
it's a form of, I think they think that they, I'm just saying, I think that TSA agents who are calling out sick, I think that they think that it will make it go faster, because if the lines are astronomical and you see it all over the news, then, you know, maybe they think it's their form of protest and that it will force the government to act quicker. I mean, right now we're still at a...
I think it weeds out the people we should fire, to be honest.
Yeah, I do too.
Because
I agree with you, Jennifer. Absolutely.
I mean, I feel sorry for them for not getting a paycheck. I understand. I do, and I understand what it's like to try to make ends meet and to be scared about where your paychecks come from.
Yep.
But I also know that you have a lot of loan companies, a lot of credit card agencies who are willing to extend benefits because the government has asked them to do that towards these guys. So it's
uncomfortable,
no doubt.
Yeah.
But the fact that you just stick out and you're supposed to be one of the country's lines of defenses against terror attacks or whatever you know you're supposed to be doing as part of TSA or whatever it is, I don't know. I just think it's, if you can't hack it, then quit the job and find something else. If you can, then do what you're asked to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just seems weird.
If you're really interested
in getting paid. Well, it can't last that long. No one has unlimited sick days anyway.
No, but you know what? If you don't like the job, and this is all you can come up with, go find another job. we can certainly do without you. And the airports that you talked about, Victoria, Atlanta especially, is probably a pretty good example. Denver is as well. Not a particularly well-managed airport because it's so big. And that's one of the beefs that Delta has. You know, there's a lot of side angles here to this Delta story. They can be whining about, you know, people not traveling because of the TSA. They have, at Atlanta, always had a problem. I don't know what it is, whether it's regional or not. The TSA in Boston works fine. In Los Angeles, it works fine. I've never, ever, and I'm a long-distance traveler, and this time of year, maybe even this year, I'm going to be back and forth every week or 10 days, and I don't anticipate any kind of a problem. Did I give myself a little extra time last weekend going to and from?
Yeah, I think everyone is, and that's the right thing to do.
But I didn't need to, because everything worked well. I found myself with a half hour to spare in Boston, which I don't usually have. I usually time it right down so that I get through the line and I go to the gate and get in the plane. And the same in L.A. I gave myself an extra
and hopefully that's how it stays. Like I said, this is not a widespread problem at this point. Atlanta seems to be, that airport seems to have the biggest problems. But the other thing that Delta says, and this is something that I guess, like you said, this is a lot of angles to the story. One of the other things that Delta is attributing to their loss of $25 million for this month is the there's going to be a delay in the FAA approving their new Airbus 220. And because the FAA is one of the agencies that's non-essential, they've got a lot of furloughed people.
And 220
so,
or 320?
220. Airbus 220. And so that's it's a smaller plane that's going to be replacing some of the regional jets that had been, and that's supposed to go into service on January 31st, and that's going to help Delta save money. Now that's not going to happen, so they're padding in the loss by having to use larger jets on the regional runs. So there's depending on how long the government shutdown goes and how long the FAA can catch up on paperwork and approving this Airbus, that's another reason.
This is they bought Bombardier. And it's just a reworking of the Bombardier.
I don't know what that is. All I know is
I thought
Airbus
you said they bought Bombardier.
The company. There are two companies that make smaller
Bombardier,
planes.
Right. Yes.
Bombardier is one, and what do you call it from the CJ? Boeing's going to buy the other one from Embraer from Brazil. Those two companies make the 100 and 120 seat planes. So they bought the two of them were competing, and so they bought the two smaller companies, and the 220 is replacing those old crap can CJ whatever's that they had around. Okay, I get it. They have a lot of 717s with the old TWA 717s. The rear engine planes look like the DC-9s. A lot of those are still in service, and they're not that old. But these planes are 100 to 120 seat planes. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So got that. I think Delta's whining and crying. Yeah. And by the way, they may lose $25 million this month. Last year, their profit was $2.5 billion. So nobody's going to have a wah-wah for them. The airlines have done extraordinarily well the last 3 or 4 years. Ever since American came out of bankruptcy, it seemed to have sort of set a tone. So they've all been made. I think American made $4 billion last year. United made $5 billion, and Delta made $2.5 or $3 billion. So don't be giving us the wah-wah. be thankful you're in business and can make that kind of profit no matter what. Today, let's celebrate something else. Today is National Fig Newton Day. By the way, did I tell you how yummy the Girl Scout cookies were that I got? Did I talk about that? I brought a package out. I bought 4 of the lemon. There's a new lemon cookie, but there are a couple of new kinds. If you're able to buy.
I don't know any Girl Scouts, so.
The Girl Scouts that are doing the best, by the way, in Los Angeles, have set up shop outside of pot stores. Did you know that? Jennifer?
Stories. Yeah. Colorado, same thing. Yep.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so the cookies, though, they're great this year. The lemon, there is a new kind of lemon cookie. I got 4 boxes of it. They're just yummy, yummy, yummy. That doesn't steer us away from today being National Fig Newton Day. How many people like Fig Newtons? Raise your hand, please. I'm raising my hand.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of the
I like the different fruity Newtons. You know, there's a Newton, there's a blueberry Newton, and there's a... You have a whole bunch of, and you know who makes good ones? The Paul Newman Newton.
Those are good, actually.
They are good.
That's probably the only one I would like.
So, Fig Newtons remaining a popular pastry in our country for over 100 years. Fig Newtons came into existence in the 19th century. Doctors began to promote an increase in biscuits and fruit in somebody's diet as a remedy for digestive problems. Figs are very good for that. Fig rolls became popular. 1891, Charles Roser invented a machine to insert fig paste into dough. After a couple of different deals, the fig roll became a product at Nabisco. The name was changed to Fig Newton. Why? I don't know, because there's no Newton in here, but at any rate, Fig Newtons. I actually quite like them, but I do like the fruity ones. But they are good for you. They're very, very good. Figs are good for you.
Well, that's why I don't love them. Is that funny? Because I don't think if they taste too... Well, they taste too healthy. And if I'm going to go for it and eat a cookie, I want something that tastes naughty.
All right, so those lemon cookies, the chocolate, there's a new chocolate that I found that's gluten-free that's wonderful. I can't remember the name. Chocolate, they're like Oreos, except they're gluten-free. They have cream in the middle, and they're kind of nice and chocolatey. Those are yummy. Speaking of yummy, let's make ourselves aware of what's on television tonight. I watched the FBI last night. It was okay. I like that.
I like that show.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what do we have tonight?
All right, what do we have tonight? Well, that is a good question because my little screen flipped over here. All right, I'm ready to go. Tonight we have The Goldbergs on ABC. That's brand new. The new show, Schooled, I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see it. That's at 8:30. It's done by the creators of The Goldbergs, and I caught it a week or so ago. Very cute. It's set in the 1990s, which is probably, hits my vintage bone a little bit because that's when I was in high school. It's about a teacher who was in school in the 80s who goes back to teach at that high school during the 90s. It's pretty cute. I thought it started a little slow, but it was really fun and paid nice tribute to teachers. So that's at 8:30. 9 o'clock is Modern Family, followed by a new episode of Single Parents and a brand new episode of The Match Game at 10 o'clock. The CW has a big new night of Riverdale at 8 o'clock, followed by All American at 9. CBS all in reruns tonight. Fox has got Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of The Masked Singer. I know Victoria and her husband love that show.
Yes.
NBC is all Chicago all night long. Chicago Med is new tonight at 8, followed by a new episode of Chicago Fire and Chicago PD at 10.
Good. All right. Good rundown as usual. Thank you, Jennifer. Here's a rundown of all the pillows that are available. Seriously, Jennifer and Victoria, have you ever looked through the DJV catalog at MyPillow? DJV. Good, Doug. The MyPillow catalog, MyPillow.com.
It's amazing of how many different products they have beyond just the regular pillow.
Yeah, they really do. Jennifer, you've got MyPillows. You try anything else? I think we have.
No, I'm desperate to try the mattress pad. So if anybody from MyPillow is listening, I would love a MyPillow mattress pad because I just got a new mattress and it's a little firm still. It hasn't kind of been broken in yet, so I think it would be perfect to get a little mattress pad.
Okay, so there's a couple of testimonials right there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not resting well, please take all of our advice, or is it all of our advices? The advice from all of us, maybe that's the best way to put it. If you're not resting well, if your bed's not comfortable, if your pillows are no good, why do you continue to sleep on that? It's awful, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. By the way, anytime you spend over $200 at MyPillow.com, you can finance it. They'll give you terms. So get to it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get pillows, get mattress covers, get pet beds, you name it. All of them are 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable. They'll conform to everything. Jennifer likes to sort of punch hers around and get it to conform to her neck and her head. Help yourself. Get the best deals. MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Shopping like a CEO? My, look at those savings.
Right now at Staples, save like a big cheese, a big shot, a boss.
Because this week, get $25 off when you buy any two HP toners at Staples. Those are boss-size savings.
Start the new year right by stocking up on HP toner and saving big at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 1/19/19. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/toner savings for details.
No. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Past the hour. Traditionally, every day at this time, we talk technology, and today is no different. Victoria Keelan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Wednesday broadcast to focus first on Netflix, those dirty, no-good son of a guns. We're going to crank it up, and we're all going to pay, it would appear, Victoria.
Yeah, it's true. Netflix subscribers in the U.S. are going to see a price hike, and it's going to go up $2 a month. So if you are currently paying $11, you will now be paying $13 per month for HD streaming. Netflix's most expensive plan, which is not one of their most popular because a lot of people don't have 4K TVs, but that's their 4K plan. That goes up to $16. And if you have the basic plan, which doesn't offer HD, that will go from $8 up to $9. The price hikes will affect all new subscribers immediately, and current subscribers are going to see the hike happening sometime over the next 3 months. The CEO of Netflix, Reed Hastings, said in the past that incremental price hikes will be needed as they invest more money into original series and licensing popular programming. This, to me, does not make any sense, but Netflix spent $100 million on retaining the streaming rights to the show Friends. Apparently, this is not a show that I watch, but apparently that is one of their most popular series to stream on Netflix, so they spent a lot of money to get those rights. They're also investing heavily in building their own exclusive library, which they are doing a much better job at. They currently have 700 original shows, and that was just from 2018 alone, and in 2019 they expect to develop more shows. Now, they're also getting into the movie business. Yeah. Netflix has had a few exclusive movies that have been put in theaters on a limited basis so that they can qualify for award show seasons. Roma right now, which
pretty good example,
may be like the dark horse in the Oscars this year. That is a Netflix film that had limited release in theaters, and Bird Box is something with Sandra Bullock that's something that people are still talking about. And so the movies that they've invested in.
Have you watched
it's
that?
It's a movie. It's a movie.
Yeah, but do you understand?
No, I have no interest in watching it because it looks way too scary for me. So yeah. I'm a chicken, so I can't watch any of that.
Me too. Yeah,
but it is super, super popular. They put, and also at Christmas time, they put out that Christmas movie with Kurt Russell, and that broke a record for them. They yep. had something like, I think by the end of the first weekend, it was 50 million streams of that Christmas movie. So they're hedging their bets well, and the choices they're making have been very successful so far, and now as subscribers we get to pay for it. So
All right, next up, a tech company called Mophy has a solution to the shared headphone charger port problem on most of the new smartphones. Let's figure this out.
The Geek Out. Many a smartphone user has been left frustrated by the removal of the headphone jack from the current selection of smartphones for many reasons, but one of the most common is that it leaves only one port for both headphones and recharging, and you can't easily do both at the same time. But Mophy has introduced an interesting solution called the Juice Pack Access for phones that are capable of wireless charging. The case actually does the charging wirelessly, adding up to 31 additional hours of power, but the big benefit is that leaves the open port for a wired pair of headphones. You can do both at the same time. The Mophy Juice Pack Access wireless charging smartphone case goes on sale this quarter for $120.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI.
Next up, Victoria, Amazon is including upgraded Alexa voice remotes. Why?
Well, their Fire Stick comes with a remote. So the Fire Stick, if you don't already have it, is it gets plugged into the back of your TV, and that gives you wireless access to Netflix and a lot of other apps. And so in the past, the basic Fire Stick comes with a remote that doesn't have any voice commands on it. You could, if you want to upgrade to an Alexa-controlled voice remote, then that's going to be $40. So now, instead of having the old remote that doesn't have Alexa on it, they're replacing all of those basic remotes with Alexa remotes. And so now that is going to be considered the basic bundle when you get into the Fire Stick world. If you want, right now, actually, Amazon is helping people make the transition. If you don't need a new Fire Stick but you want a new remote, they're on sale on Amazon for $14.99, which is a really great deal if you want to have that Alexa voice-powered remote. And the new remotes can also control your actual television volume and a few other controls on your TV, so you're not reaching for two remotes at the same time if you're using the Fire Stick, which actually, I can't believe it took them this long to even get to that point, so that's a really good update.
All right. I'm Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio. I'm going to start my own company and call it the Dudley. All right, instead of Alexa, let's just have a new device. We'll call it the Dudley. All set? Everybody's buying into that?
Sure.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.